Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Virginia Roop?
This is she. What can I do for you?
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote?
Definitely? Okay, thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
69.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
And please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Oh, Lord, this year is terrible. A Republican.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, or the last three, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, or inflation and the economy. I know all are important, but the most important to you?
The law, criminal... What was that?
Okay.
I forgot what you...
Criminal justice reform? That stopped racial profiling?
No, not reform, no.
Okay. What about crime and violence?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often? Not often or not at all?
Not at all.
And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer.
Okay. Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat.
Now, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one on the list, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
The NAACP, from 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
Maybe a 50, maybe.
Okay. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
About a 40.
Okay. Ron DeSantis, from 0 to 100.
I really have no opinion. Maybe a 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Oh, he's easy. maybe a 60.
60, okay. Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. The Democratic Party in general, how would you rate them?
In general, a 50.
50. Taylor Swift from 0 to 100?
I'm sorry, who?
Taylor Swift, do you recognize the name?
Taylor Swift?
Yes.
50.
50, okay. Thank you so much. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Not so worried.
And now, we're almost done, we're 70% now. I'd like to read your some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. American democracy is under major threat now. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
And the last three, America is on the path to another civil war.
I strongly agree.
The next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
What should be?
Gay marriage.
I strongly disagree.
And the next one, your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Agree or disagree with that?
I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Is that a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more. Okay, statement A or B. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
Much more with A or just somewhat more with A?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more. And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. Okay? The first one is police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10.
Do I believe that? But say that one more time.
10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. Police that treat everyone the same. And 0, do not agree it's being threatened.
Oh my gosh. Five.
Okay, somewhat agree. And the next one, equal economic opportunities for all. from 0 to 10?
5.
Immigration to this country from 0 to 10?
I disagree. Oh, Lord. I don't know the right way to say what I want to say. I think it's not, we're not doing it well.
Do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all?
Oh, I do. Or I strongly agree.
Okay, so is that a 10? You strongly agree it is being threatened?
Yes, it's a 10.
Okay.
A 10.
And the next one, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10?
I agree.
Okay. The right to bear arms from 0 to 10?
I agree.
10? Is that a 10? Strongly
10,
agree with
a
that?
10. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's a 10.
And the last two, freedom to protest their police or government from 0 to 10?
5.
5. And the last one, a commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
10, okay. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one says, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, strongly agree with the statement, okay? And the last one. Mm-hmm. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10?
10.
Strongly agree, okay? And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again, on a scale from 0 to 10, your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, and 0, you are not at all motivated.
Which number? 10.
10. Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or college graduate or postgraduate?
I have a master's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Every week.
I'm sorry?
Every week. Every week.
Every week. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no? Okay.
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.